Sean with Voices of Vaughan and Voices of Sailing, and I'm here with Spencer. How you doing, Spencer?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
What's your last name, Spencer?
Spencer Wyatt.
Say it again?
Spencer Wyatt.
Spencer Wyatt. You're a sailor, aren't you, Spencer?
Yeah, I'm a sailor. I've been sailing for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah?
Mostly on reservoirs and lakes.
So what was your first experience, and how did that even come about?
My first experience in sailing? Probably when I was 9 or 10, my family went on vacation to the Carolinas, and we took one of those sailboat tours. That's probably my first exposure.
So what was it like sailing for the first time? What went through your mind?
It was a whole other mode of transportation. It just takes you back to how people used to get around the world. Like, if you wanted to go anywhere a far distance, it was a sailboat. So I just like the openness of how far you can go with it.
Did you start studying a lot more history of sailing because of that?
Yeah, I was like super into it. I went home and started renting movies from the library that had anything to do with sailboats or pirates or anything like that.
Have you ever dressed as a pirate?
No. Vampire a couple times, but never a pirate.
You've never would be a vampire of the sea.
A vampire. No, I never did that.
So, what's the coolest place you've ever been sailing?
The coolest place? Florida, I've gone down there and sailed on the Indian River. That was pretty cool. That's probably as far south as I've gone with sailing, as far as distance-wise.
And then you've gone on this trip, the Fagawi, before, correct?
Yeah, I've done the Fagawi. I think this is my fourth year doing the Fagawi.
So your first year, did anything happen that was scary or that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, our first year it was really quite windy, and I saw a couple rigs come down at the start of the first race on Saturday.
So what do you mean, rigs come down? Explain that.
It's where the mast and all the sails depart from where they're at, and they come down crashing into the water.
The mast actually broke off the top of the ship?
Broke at the base and just collapsed into the water, and I saw two or three of those.
So what happened to the ship?
It was a complete loss as far as their racing day was going to be, but I don't know. I suppose they just...
Did they repair the ship? Was the ship sinking?
No, I don't think they're in any immediate danger unless the sail would act as an anchor, start pulling them into other people. But no, I don't think they're in any real immediate danger.
Have you ever been in any situations yourself that you felt that you might capsize?
Yeah, there was this one time we did Put-in Bay, Ohio. We did Seniors Week, and we were out on J-24 sailing around, and a storm just came out of nowhere, and we had no idea. We just started headed to port, and it was getting pretty hairy there.
Yeah. So what happened?
We made it back in fine, actually. We just went around to the leeward side of the island and waited it out.
And so you hid from the storm?
Yeah, we took shelter immediately, yeah.
Do you often run from the storm? Or do you sail right into it?
Depends on how big the storm is. I've been out on my boat myself, which is just a little tiny 15-foot boat, and I've gone into the storm a couple times on that.
Are we talking about on Geist?
Yeah, on Geist.
Indianapolis Sailing Club?
Yeah, it's a really nice place to sail as for a reservoir.
How did you even hear about the sailing club?
I looked up the sailing club after I came back from Hawaii in, I think, 2011.
Did you live in Hawaii?
Yeah, I did some voluntary work for an organization out there called, what is that called? YWAM or something like that, University of Nations. I did some voluntary work out there, and I spent a lot of time down by the water a lot, so I saw all the boats all the time. And I was like, well, I'm finally, I don't know, I was 23 at the time, I think, so it's like, I could buy a sailboat. You know, I was always interested in as a kid, so why not go back to Indiana and learn how to sail? So I looked up the club online.
And you drive a good distance to get to the club, don't you?
Yeah, I drive probably an hour and a half one way, so probably 3 hours total.
Usually end up staying overnight and selling a couple days on the weekend?
Yeah, I plan it to where I can usually stay up there all weekend most of the time I go. Just sleep on someone else's boat.
So what inspires you about sailing?
What inspires me about sailing? The opportunities. Doesn't matter who you are, you can always sail. You don't have to be the rich guy to sail around the world.
You don't? You don't have to. Seems like that would get expensive. How can you do it on a half dime or even a nickel?
Sailing on the cheap? I've yet to do that, but I think crewing on a boat would be probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Find someone who's crossing the ocean and go along with them for the ride.
So where's a goal, a place you've always wanted to go there and go sailing?
I've always wanted to sail in the Mediterranean. I think that would be a lot of fun. It's just really coastal looking and old world, I guess. I mean, it's the Mediterranean. What's not to like?
Have you ever thought about making your own boat, making your own sail? As they did back in the historical days?
In ye olden times? You know, I watch a couple of YouTube video series where people are restoring or building their own sailboats, and it seems like someone that does that has, like, the ultimate passion for it. Maybe eventually, someday, if I get that far into it, but not right now, probably not.
Do you have any superstitions, or do you do any particular repetitive processes to make sure you have good luck when you're sailing?
Not really, actually. No, I don't really have any superstitions or anything that I do regularly.
Does anyone else in your family sail?
No, I'm the only one. I was the first one to start doing it, and I've taken my brother out a couple of times sailing, but I'm the only one that does it.
And what type of boat do you have?
I have a Snipe sailboat. It's a pretty old design. It dates back to the 1920s, and it was actually an Olympic-class boat at one time. But now it's just a regular day sailor, I guess. I don't know.
So what type of activities or annual situations that happen at the sailing club that you enjoy about the Indianapolis Sailing Club?
I really like that they do all the, the regular regattas, like seasonal regattas in the summertime. Those are a lot of fun. Shrimp Boil is a really good one to go to. There's always a nice party for that one.
Yeah. Have you become friends with a lot of people in the club?
I would say I've been ingrained in the club pretty well. Yeah, I've been a member there for a long time.
So what did you think of Bob when you first met him?
Bob, yeah, he seems a fun guy. Seems like he's just always out there having a good time and trying to get people out on the water and enjoying the sport.
And when did he first invite you for the Fugawi?
I heard about the Fugawi several times. And it took a couple of years of telling Bob that I wanted to do it before I finally got on board. But it's been fun ever since the first one.
So do you think Bob puts a good plan together and mans a good ship?
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing he's doing out here with the veterans. It's amazing. It's a good opportunity to give back, you know.
Right.
Take them across. It's a fun thing about sailing is that anyone can do it. Doesn't matter.
That's true. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Spencer. Is there anything else you'd like to say about sailing?
I don't think you have to stick with it. Don't get frustrated, because there's not always going to be wind.
As of today is a perfect case for that. But now we're back on track going to Nantucket.
Yeah, I'm glad. We're really moving along at a good clip now. I think we're moving at like 6 knots.
Maybe 7 or 8. God willing, he'll keep blowing.
God willing, yeah.
All right, well, we thank you for your time, and this is supported by Crown Haven Wealth Advisors and Smart Money Radio on WIBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.